the stories. If we have time, we will read some of Diary of a Wimpy Pig, The Last Straw. So today, first we're reading Mr. Men: Adventure with Superheroes. Mr. Strong, as his name would suggest, was very strong. Strong by name and strong by nature. He was so strong that he did not know his own strength, which was a problem. It was a problem when he worked as a postman. He kept breaking post boxes. It was a problem when he worked as a builder. He kept bending hammers. And it was a problem when he worked as a cook. He kept snapping ladlers. Mr. Strong wanted to find a job that would suit his incredible strength. And then he had the perfect idea. He became a superhero. Strong man. As strong as the ox. As strong as steel. As strong as strong cheddar. No time at all. He has everything ready to start his new job. There was just one thing missing. He needed a sidekick. So Mr. Strong advertised for a sidekick in the local newspaper. A lot of people applied for the job. Well, it's not every day you get the chance to work alongside a superhero. Would you like to work as a superhero? I would. Mr. Strong decided to show his first applicant around his house. Looks very normal from the outside. However, it was far from normal. It had a secret staircase that led down to his superhero hideout, which he called the Cape Cave. Why is it called the Cape Cave? Asked Little Miss Curious. Because it's where I keep all my capes, answered Mr. Strong. Why do you wear a cape? Asked Little Miss Curious. Because superheroes wear capes, answered Mr. Strong. What makes you a superhero? Asked Little Miss Curious. My superpowers, answered Mr. Strong, deciding that Little Miss Curious would not make a good sidekick. There were far too many questions to be able to get any superhero work done. Mr. Strong proudly showed the next applicants all the gadgets in the Cape Cave. There were gadgets galore. Mr. Strong was especially proud of his invisibility ray gun. Little Miss Shaggy used the
invisibility
ray gun to make herself disappear when she was embarrassed. Little Miss Naughty used it to stop her getting caught when she was being naughty. Spat. You must remember that these gadgets are for stopping crime and rescuing people, explained Mr. Strong, deciding that neither Little Miss Shy or Little Miss Naughty were suitable psychic material. The best gadget of all was Mr. Strong's Strong Mobile. But Mr. Clumsy was not the man to drive it. In fact, Mr. Strong was quickly coming to realise that a lot of the applicants were not right for the job. Mr. Muddle put the superhero cape on the wrong way round. Tights were too short for Mr. Tall, and Mr. Silly wore the mask on his nose.
This is silly.
Yep, he is very silly. Silly and then silly. And then there were the superpowers. Mr. Nosey likes having x-ray vision. Can be very nosy if you can see through walls. But this was not the sort of use that Mr. Strong had in mind for x-ray vision. Mr. Greedy liked being able to fly. He could visit all the restaurants in town as quick as a flash. Is it a bird? Is it a balloon? Is it a flying pink blantsman? No, it's Mr. Greedy. Mr. Rude could be very rude at times. And we won't mention Mr. Rude's superpowers apart. Support everybody. Mr. Bump discovered that being a superhero did not stop him bumping into things. The bumps just got bigger. And poor Mr. Sneeze discovered that his sneezes also just got bigger. Achoo!
Oh, he's growing a husker.
Mr. Strong needed some dynamic, but Mr. Lazy was as far from dynamic as you could get. They wouldn't make a dynamic duo. Then the siren went off.
Where?
It was not so much. Go, go, go! A snore, snore, snore. Beep. Mr. Wrong bought the wrong Unity belt. But
utility.
Utility belt. But Mr. Forgetful was worse. He forgot his utility belt altogether. When he got to the scene of the bank robbery, he did not have any superhero gadgets to catch the robbers. Mr. Tickle was even worse. He was worse than worse. He was downright dangerous. At the end of the week, Mr. Strong had seen a very long list of applicants, and he was no close to finding a sidekick. He only had one more applicant to see. I know who it is, don't you, Daddy?
Who is it?
Mr. Impossible! Mr. Strong could not believe it. His luck. Mr. Impossible was a natural superhero. He could walk up the side of a building. He could hear a cry for help from 1,000 miles away. He could even get changed in the telephone box. Not to mention the time he stopped an erupting volcano. Mr. Strong was very embarrassed. There was only one problem. Mr. Impossible was too good as a superhero. Mr. Strong was jealous and I felt like he was the sidekick.
Is that the end?
Oh, Daddy, what's my superhero name? Let me see. Atomic Beam. What's yours? super bean.
Is that the end of the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think we have time for Diary of Wimpy Kid?
No, we'll stop this.
Let's have a page.
No, Lucas, let's do that as a different story.
Okay. Can we do it next?